Okay,
okay, October 1st, Night Watch. It's the inside performance at Montville High School, and we are awaiting judgment. It is Judgment Day.
Oh, Judge Freddy. Is the band ready?
Here we go. Nice salute. Okay, everybody's at the ready. And we await the downbeat. Okay, there was some unsurety about that opening. I don't know what happened there. I'm gonna talk to a conductor about that. We can't get that downbeat somehow locked. Okay, guys, you gotta make sure, instead of basing where you put the cart, the mallet cart and the frame on the bass drum, you need to base it upon where the cart is. The bass drum is way too close. It doesn't give you enough room to play. So the cart needs to be done first, and you need to know where the cart has to go. So you're really jammed up there. Playing very nicely, but you're jammed up. You can't really express as well as I know you can. I know you're feeling a little bit jammed up there, Peter and Sam and Nate. So it's very important we fix that next show. That bass drum has got to be back. So far, auxiliary is locked really nicely. Excellent, Megan, excellent. Yeah, the cymbal is locking so much better, guys. That works really well, Sam. Maybe it's that mathematical brain, but your syncopations are much better than your solid time. Nice job. Megan, don't get yourself nervous. You're okay. Very nice ending. So Megan, just watch that section of the timpani. I think you're overthinking it a little bit too much. You know this part. So it's really a matter of the listening. And I think we had a little more room back here in the auxiliaries. That's my only notes for the main notes for the movement one. That bass drum was early. Very nice, Sam. The style looks good, too. Sam, I think you cut one of them out so you could hear a little better. That's fine. Nice adjustment. Because right now that's locked. The timpani's locked really nicely. Nice effect on the auxiliaries. Okay, we definitely need to mic the mallets. Looks like nice work, nice form. Just can't hear enough from the mallets. Again, excellent rallentando like last week. Good, Bridget. Nice arrival. That was nice. Excellent arrival. That tempo, Kristen. It almost wants to rush. Okay, Megan. I like it actually going up, but you need to do one more up. Go ahead and do one more round up on the wind chimes or on the mark tree while the winds are still playing. It can be a softer one. The first one was nice and loud, and then you make the second one a little softer, but I think we need to keep the mark tree all the way through that and then let it ring. There's plenty of time to have that sound die out. Let's see a nice downbeat here, guys. Okay, Megan, that could be a lot bigger on that four and the eighth notes. Very nice. Nice addition this week, Megan, on that part. But those two eighth notes on beat four need to be stronger. And I understand now you're a little bit crunched. Okay. I don't care if we don't need the mallets. Have the extra pair of mallets there. We obviously see that we need them. One fell. So instead of just having one set of those multi-purpose snare and cymbal mallets, I want to have two pairs up there, please. Two pairs other than the ones that Peter uses on his cymbal stand. I want two pairs on the mallet cart. Nice adjustment. Good on four, that's nice. Let's see a nice accelerando here. Really listen. Don't be afraid. That's not bad. Mallet work there in the marimba. Let it go. Come on, Nate. Get a bit more timpani. You could be bigger.